that you can't free yourself with money. Maybe when you kill somebody, derech aliyah, when you're lifting up the hatchet, when you're lifting up your tool, then you killed somebody, maybe that's a chomedic way of killing somebody. Then you can never free yourself with money. Why? If you kill somebody b'shegeg, while you're lifting your axe upwards, there's no chiyuv golus. You don't have to go to golus, because it's a chomedic way of killing that you don't go to golus. But maybe if you kill somebody when you're lifting your axe going downwards, that's not such a strong way of killing somebody. Therefore, if you did it b'shegeg, the halacha is you go to golus. You have a kapara for it. So maybe now when you did this type of a misa of killing somebody, when you're bringing your hatchet downwards, maybe the person could pay money and free himself. Kamashmullah, nothing doing. Lamaisa, since you killed the native, the din is you have to be killed, you can't free yourself with money. Oh, Malay Rava, for the Rava Kasha, oh, this halacha, mi de tona de vechiskiya nafka. We learned this stuff for tona de vechiskiya. The Torah of the Rechis learns like this. The Pasuk says, Ma'ke Odom and Ma'ke Beim, we had a Hekish. That just when a person kills a man, or a person kills an animal. Ma'ke Beim, just like when you kill an animal. Lo'i Chalak, there's no difference, boy. Bein Shoigig Lemezit. Bein Miskavin, Shoigig Miskavin. Bein Derech Yerida, Derech Aliyah. When a person kills an animal. Lo'poitri Mimomen, El Lechayv Mimomen. That there's no way that you're Potter. But rather you're always Chayiv. The klal is adam amur liyolam. Whenever a person hits somebody, a person is chayy for that. No matter how you did it, a man is chayy for the hesed, for the damage that he caused. Is meila af the same way? Ma'ke adam, if a man kills another person, like techlet, but there's no difference. Bein shoygig lemezid, whether you kill b'shoyg or you kill lemezid. Bein miskavin shayna miskavin. Bein derech yirid l'derech aliyah. Whether you kill when you're taking your hatchet downwards, or you kill someone and taking the hatchet upwards. Lechayiv mamon, that you're not chayiv mamon, but rather a lepotcher mamon, that you're potter for money. So you see, because on the vechiski, there's no difference between derech yirida and derech aliyah. So there's no, so just like with derech yirida, you're telling me now you can't free yourself with money. So who are din derech, just like derech aliyah, who are din derech yirida also you can't free yourself. So what are you telling me? I need another pasuk for that. That's part of the vechiski's halacha. So the Marin says, Elo Amar Rami Bachoma. Itzrech, no, still we need to psukin. Kosalko Tazach Amina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Heicho Desima Esenoi. Maybe when you blind his eyes. For Horak Goy, you kill him. Havel Heicho Desima Esenoi. For a Horak Goy Bedover Acher, and you kill him with something else. Ey Mo Nishko Mimani Minei. Maybe we say you would have to pay. Rashi says, Bamaka Acheres of Basachas. Maybe where you first blind him, and then you killed him. Maybe you have to pay two punishments. Because when you first you punched the guy in the eye, and then you killed him, so maybe you have to pay for the value of his eye also. That's what we need the second pasuk for. Amalei Rava said, this we also know from another pasuk of Tanah Vechizkiyah. The Tanah Vechizkiyah. The pasuk says, Ayin Tachasayin. For Loi Ayin V'nefesh Tachasayin. So clearly, you never have to pay, get killed, and have to pay for the iron. In case you knocked out the eye, when the only time you pay for the eye, if you only damage the eye. But if you kill them also, we darshan v'loy iron v'nefesh tachasayin. You do not have to get killed, and also have to pay the money for your eye, for his eye. So we know from another pasuk, that when you kill the guy and knocked out his eye, you don't have to pay the money for his eye, but just get killed. So what do we need the second pasuk for? Hello, Amr Rav Ashi, Itzvach, we need the pasuk. I would have thought like this. Maybe there's a chiddush by kenas. Then what Rashi says, b'chol tashlume kenas, she'enam din elegzeres melech b'yalma. Anytime you have to pay kenas, it's a chiddush. It's not a svara, it's a chiddush. V'chivu nechiddushu, olegzeres chay keim afagav dika v'ed yemis l'shalem. Maybe in the case where you're mechayiv kenas, and you're also mechayiv misa, afagav de miklo m'shalem, Kamash Mulan, you don't have to pay kenas. In other words, not like rabbis from before. In other words, in a case, let's say where you minus your own daughter, where you live with your own daughter. So there the halacha is, you gav chayiv misas bezdin. So maybe in such a case, you would have to pay kenas. You have to pay the kenas, you minus her. Ah, you say, come live with the rabbi minei. But maybe in a case over here where it's a chiddush that you're paying kenas, maybe you do have to pay the kenas. Kamash Mulan, no, that's still your putter. For the Gemara though, will the Rabbah though, to Yom HaChidush or Shechid Shatara B'Kanas, Afagav the Mikto Mishalim, Hai Kol Cherem Mayovedlei, we had Rabbah Svarah before that he holds no in a case where it's a Kanas. Even though you chayiv Misa, still you have to pay the Kanas, because he holds from this Svarah. Since it's a Chidushu, you have to pay the Kanas even though you chayiv Misa. So what do we do with the Pasuk Kol Cherem? And the Gemara Sovalo Katanakama the Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. And Echanami, he holds out the Tanakama from Chananya ben Akavya, that we use the Pasuk to tell us that you put the from Erech Yolai, where a person says Erech Yolai, after he was made a Pesach Bezdin already, that it's Chayiv Misa, and just in case he doesn't have to pay Erechin, he doesn't have to pay any Dimei Erechin, and Echanami. And the Yod is on Echananya. And Echananya does it good. So Rabbah, that says that by Knas, you do have to pay money, now don't say come late, he'll use this Pesach for the Chiddush before, than the case where you say Erechin Olai, after you have the Chayiv Misa, that you put the from paying the Erechin Olai. Then Echnami, any other time, whenever you chayiv misa, halacha is you have to be killed, you can't free yourself with money, and what then if you have a chayiv money, otherwise, you don't have to pay the money. We say, come lend the rabbinate. But at the same time, when you have the chayiv misa, you have the chayiv money, you're potter from paying the money. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Aflamet Ches and Moralov by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Naro, Shenis Arasov, and Isgarsha. You have a Naro girl that was Shenis Arasha. She had Kedushin. But from Isgarsha, then she received the get. And now somebody's Manasa. Slamaisa, she's still a Naro Bsula. She's not a Bula. She only had Erisin, she didn't have Nisuyin. So she's still a Naro and a Bsula. The only thing wrong is though that she had Kedushin. But now she has to get, since is there knas or not? Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yoimer ain't lo knas. No, she doesn't get knas. Rabbi Kibur Yoimer yesh lo knas. Yes, she gets knas. Lamaisa, she's still a naro, and she's still a psula. What do I care the fact she was married and she got a get? Lamaisa, right now, she's still a naro, and a psula, she gets knas. But the chiddushes of Kibur holds, uknasa liyatsmo. The knas goes to herself and not to her father. Even though usually the Torah says, Venosan Leavi Hanaro, it goes to the father. Here, the Kanas, the money, so the boy or the man has to pay to the father. Yeah. Goes to her, says. Right, Mar says, my time of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What's the time of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says the Chiddush, that says they ain't lo Kanas? In the case that she had Erisin, even though she's Nisgarsha, because if she wasn't Nisgarsha, so then she didn't have to pay Knas. Because if she's Naruso, and someone's Manasa, the person's Chayiv Misa. So Pshiti doesn't have to pay Knas. That's what we're talking about, where she was a Naruso, she had Kedushin, but her husband gave her a get. But her husband never lived with her. She's still a Psula. She's still a Nara Psula. So the Chas Kasher is, why does the Yosef really say she doesn't get Knas? Why not? She's still a Nara, she's still a Psula. So when it says, Oh, Makro, the Pasuk says, Asher loy oirosho. In Mashmoa, in the Pasuk of Knas, it says that she was not married. Mashmoa Arusa, she was married, ain't lo Knas. That's the diak. It says she's a psula, she's a naro, and it says Asher loy oirosho, that she did not have erisin. So that's Mashmoa, it's a right of Yosef Lila that any time she had erisin, even though she has a get, still you don't have to pay a Knas. Rabbi Akiva, what's wrong with Akiva? Why does he say you have to pay a Knas if a man is this girl? After she received the get, but Lechura Pasuk says Asher lo yarosha, that she was not married yet. So the Kiva says Asher lo yarosha means Leavia. True. If she was never married, then the din is the knas goes to the father. Her arusa, but if she was once married, and now she has a get, and now somebody's manasa, the Lechura is liatzma, that the knas goes to herself. That's strong of the Kiva. That's what Akiva says in the Mishnah, Liatzma, that's the Diyak. The Torah says, Hashem lo yaroso, that where she was never married, then the Knas goes to the father. But in the case where she was already married once, then the Lachar is, if somebody's Manasa, since she's still a Psula and an Ara, she gets Knas, but the Chiddush is, the Knas goes to herself and not to the father. For the Gemara, Lemayatev, so, Nara v'loi bageris, Chortzakasha v'yosi aglili. I'm not forgetting, Kasha and Akiva. that if so, when the Pasuk says Naro, so we darshin Naro, b'loy bageris, that a bageris does not get kenas. Once she's 12 and a half years old, she doesn't get kenas. Is Hochinami, you want to tell me also, according to Rabbi Kiva, the deed should be to liatzma? It only means that the father doesn't get kenas once she's a bageris, but the money goes to herself? You want to tell me? And we know it's not that way. And vice to Besula, we darshin, the Pasuk says Besula. So we darshin of Sula v'loy bula, that a girl that had to be already with a man, and now a man is manasa, she doesn't get kenas. So Hochinami here also, you want to tell me what it means to say is the latzma? It only means to say that the father doesn't get the kenas when she's a bula, but the kenas should go to herself. And of course, the kasha contra b'kiva, if the pasuk says Hashem lo yerosa, that she was not married yet, so partially it means that there's no kenas at all. If the kiva says no, she gets kenas just it goes to herself. So kashra is so the other dukum also. When the pasuk says she has to be a psula or to be a nara, make the same drushes, then the kenas goes to the father. But if she's not a psula, not a nara, maybe the kenas goes to herself. Ella, what do we have to say? Legamri, no. When the pasuk says psula nara, it means completely that if she's not a psula, if she lived with a man already, there's no kenas at all. If she's not a nara, she's a begeris, there's no kenas at all. Is the chura hachinam yeros legamri? When the pasuk says Hashem lo yerosa, which is mashmi, she was not married yet, mashmi legamri. If she wasn't married yet, then she gets kenas. But mashmi, if she was once married, there should be no kenas at all. So again, it's a kashan of Akiva in the Mishnah. How does he say yesh lo kenas? A girl that had erisin, and then she received a get, and now somebody's manasa, why does she get kenas? The pasuk says Hashem lo yerosa, she was not married. Tumor says, Amalach Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says like this, Hai loya rosa, that the apostate says she was not married, is mi boila likinatanya. We need to put it like this, Alocha. We dashin Hashem loya rosa, only a girl that was not married, prat lenaro shenisasa venizgarsha, prat to a naro, that she did have erisin, she was married, but she received a get. Shein lo knas, that she does not get knas at all, divra Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's the Rabbi Yosef Glili, and that's the Tanakhama about Mishnah. The Tanakh says a nara shenistasa v'nisgasha is ein lo kenas, because the pasuk says Hashem lo yerosa. When do you have to pay kenas? If she was not married yet, mashma, if she was once married, even though she didn't live with a husband, she only had heirs to not nisuyin, still she does not get kenas. That's good. Now Rabbi Kiva says yesh lo kenas. No, she does get kenas. O kenas lo yaviya. This bright device says argues in our Mishnah. We'll see later in the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's trait to Noyim Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. But this Braisa says, according to Rabbi Kiva, that she gets Kenas. But not only that, but the regular Alocha, the Kenas goes Laviya. The father gets the Kenas, not her. Not like it says in our Mishnah, but here it says that the father gets the Kenas. Now, V'yadin Noy says, the Svara like that also. Hoyo V'yaviya Zakoy V'kesa Kudushel. Just like when she gets married, the money goes to her father. V'yaviya Zakoy V'kesa Kenosa. And usually the father gets the kesef or the kenas. When the regular case, when the man is man as a daughter, that the kenas goes to the father. So I'll tell you like this. Ma kesef kedusheh. Just like when somebody marries the daughter, the money goes to the father. The kesef kedushin goes to the father. Afa pishin is arsov and is garsha. Liaviyah, even though she was married once before, and she got a get. And now she got married a second time. Kozuman, she's a nara, the locher is, the money goes to the father, even though it's a second kedushin. I'll tell you, af kesav kenosav, the same thing of a man is manas. So now, af apishin is asav and is garsho, even though she was already married, and she received the get. But she's still a psula, the husband didn't live with her, the locher is leaviyah, the kesav, the money goes leaviyah, that's what this braisa says according to Bekiva. Freddy Gemariv so him ke matamad loimo ashello yerosa. Why does the pasuk say that she's not married? If you're telling me now, even though she was once married, that she got a get, still she gets kenas. So why does the pasuk say ashello yerosa mashed only when she was not married? So Gemara says mufna, it's an extra pasuk. And I'll tell you it's like this. Lahakish loi, to make a hekish between the pasha of anusa and the pasha of mafuta, where the man forces the girl, or a man talks the girl into it. The Lord in the man of Zereshova, to make a Zereshova, said, Nema kana shelo yerosa. It says, by the Pasha of Anusa in Dvorim, Ashelo yerosa, she was not married. V'nema lahalana says in Shemois by the Pasha Mufuta Ashele Yerosa that she was not married yet. So make a gezeira shavu like this. Ma kanun, just like over here, it says you have to pay 50, is af lahalan nun. Same thing over there also, you have to pay 50. Well, ma lahalan shkolim, just like over there it says the word shkolim. Whereas in one pasha it says 50, and in one pasha it says shkolim. So af kan shkolim, we'll make a hekesh gezeira shavu one to the other, that when you manas the girl, you have to pay a 50 shkolim. And when you're mafata, when you talk her into it, also you have to pay 50 shkolim. So nemakan rashizim means bayin. It says bayin is, it says what 50. And it says by mafuta the pasha shkolim. So we put one and one together, you have to pay 50 shkolim both places. That's what Rekiba does with the word ashele yerosa. Even though the pashup shah and the pasuk is, if she was not married, which is mashmi, if she was married, she doesn't get kenas. Still, we don't use it for the pashtus. But we use it rather for Xeira Shavua. That even though she was married, she does get Kenas, and the Kenas goes to the father, the regular halacha of Kenas, it's only there for Stam Xeira Shavua. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Kiva, my chos is the Yashele Yerosel Xeira Shavua, how do you know to use this Tanai in the Torah, that she wasn't married, just for the fact of Xeira Shavua? Ubsula Lamutebula. And that in the Torah says, Sula, it means it. That you only have to pay kenas if she's not a bula. Hey, let's say the opposite. Maybe b'sula.